Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. Check if we're recording. We are. Okay, this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and yeah, we were going to do another one. I think it was going to be Shale Hell Mysteries, which we'll save for later. But the dev of this game specifically responded to one of my posts on the Reddit thread for the AVN community and said, hey, could you cover my game? We'd love to get some eyes on it. So I'm really fucking exhausted, but I'm going to do this. We're going to go ahead and give you Race of Life for at least 30 minutes. And if you guys like it, pick it up. You can get it on Itch. There's also Patreon. He's got a Discord. You know, there's a Twitter X, and of course his Instagram. And Steam. And there's a website. So there's all kinds of ways to grab this game. Don't complain to me if you can't get this game. That's a skill issue on your part. Alright, so let's get started. New game. Of course, I'm an adult, and it's not supposed to be real people and there's sex. We know. Yes. Episode 1, Finding the Spark. If you like a render, click on the star icon to add it to favorites. You can then find it in the gallery in the main menu. Now that is a fucking good idea. They're saying if you like a render in a game, you can hit that star icon and it goes into a favorite gallery so you can check it out later. That's actually cool.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. It'd be cool to see that in more of these games. So that's how we can use statistical mechanics to predict thermal physics. Any questions? Professor Miller, will that be on the test tomorrow? Well, I like the renders in this already. I can't guarantee it won't, Alexa. I'll be sure to study extra hard tonight, then. I hope your Alexa doesn't go off.
mine did. I don't have an Alexa. I have a Siri.
Oh, okay.
I do on my tablet, though.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not all.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, wow, look at her. Did you have a question, Jasmine? Yeah, do we have to call you Professor Miller all the time? What is your name? No, Grim is fine. I'm not actually a professor anyway, just a guest lecturer while I'm researching my PhD. If that's all, we're done for today. Don't forget to read Chapter 6 for next week. I even sent you all a pirated PDF of the textbook, so you've got no excuse. Now that is a fucking base professor. Professor Grim? Isn't that kind of illegal? No, it's educational. I love it. I love it. Plus, William wrote it. He charges $200 a pop for that bullshit book, so fuck him. Again, based. Will there be any tricky parts on the test? It'll depend on how angry Professor Bates is feeling. Though I have it on good authority that he likes to throw in friction coefficient problems, so work on the friction calculations you did in Term 1. Oh no, friction can definitely make things hard. I bet it can. Is she flirting with me? Your decisions influence the way the story progresses and how characters perceive you. Like every AVN ever, I think, almost. Lubrication is key. Do some revision. Don't worry.
Lubrication is key.
Well, that's why lubrication is so important.
Why does she keep smiling like that? Oh my god, she's having a stroke.
No. What friction could be even harder? True, potentially explosive, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got plenty to keep me occupied tonight. See you tomorrow, Grim. Grim! Well, I'll be damned. Hey, Veronica. Ah, Professor Veronica Moreno. She's my co-worker helping me to get funding for my research. She's been really helpful and we spent a lot of time together. We started hooking up about 6 months ago. And why would you not with those tits? I told her from the start that I wasn't looking for anything serious after a bitter divorce. Oof. But I'm not sure she received the message. Still, she's smart, kind, and has a rocket body. I just don't know if I'm ready to commit to one woman right now. I've looked over your new thesis draft. It's not bad, but you've gone off style with your references again. Oh, crap! And your tables are confusing. You need to spread some of the data into separate tables rather than put everything into one. But you said I should make it as concise as possible. I said as possible, not incomprehensible. Yeah, right. It's coming along well, though. By the way, have you heard back from that other grant submission we did? Yeah, I got the grant. It'll help a ton when it's time to do some prototyping. Grim, that's fantastic. I only understand some of the science, but your new battery sounds revolutionary. I'm surprised people aren't lining up to give you money. Well, there are two reasons why they aren't. One, the battery has a few flaws that make it useless for most applications. And two, I can't write for shit, unlike me. My thesis always sounds like it was written by a geriatric gibbon with an acute... let's try that one again. My thesis always sounds like it was written by a geriatric gibbon with an acute allergy to English. Well, it's lucky you ran into a particular English professor in the library then. For sure. Otherwise, I'd have to sell a bunch of organs on the black market to get my battery prototyped. I'm sure you would have thought of something. I already did. Like I just said, underground organ trading. The thing is that if you donate one kidney, they're grateful and willing to pay top dollar. But if you donate seven, they suddenly start asking these rude questions. Like, where are you getting all these kidneys? Or, what are those stains on your shirt? Haha! Anyway, I thought we could celebrate your grand victory tonight. Sounds good. Great. How about I make you a delicious Thai yellow curry at my place? That actually sounds fucking good. Making me dinner? Does she think we're at the cuddling on the couch dating stage? What's the best way to handle this? I could have a bite. I'm not a big fan of Thai food, but I can give it a try. Won't kill you, sir.
Well, you know you're not a fan then if you can try.
Right. I can come after I drop Lily off at her mother's. Okay. Make it 7:30 then? Cool. I'll go to the supermarket and get some beers to go with the curry. Sure. Also, you have to bring Lily around at some point so I can meet her. Oh yeah, sure. One day. It's just that she's pretty busy with school, homework, and other stuff. She's 7. How busy can she be? Oh, this is a character that actually has a daughter. This is not something we've really played.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I don't have a problem with that. It's just not something you see in AVN, so... Like, kudos for that.
Because
they don't, usually have, you know... How busy can she be? You'd be surprised. Kids grow up so fast these days. See you tonight, V. V, huh? Mr. Miller, can I speak to you for a moment? I've got to go get ready anyway. Bye, Grim. Mr. Miller, the committee has yet to receive your thesis outline. Must I remind you that you only have this position because of the abhorrent shortage of science professors who do not ask for extortionate salaries. Extortionate? That is a word I'm not familiar with.
Exorbitant?
No, it's extortionate.
Oh, extortion.
That is a very interesting word. I know what he's saying, but I haven't heard it phrased like that. As well as the marketability of your particular research to the student population, and the funding options it opens up with the green technology applications. Professor Bates, I am aware of the potential of my research, and I assure you I am being as thorough as possible. Your thoroughness is unnecessary. I'm sure the world of electric toothbrushes and feminine stimulators is holding its breath for your technological leap that will give us all a chance to shave with a 7-bladed razor vibrating to the tune of Who Let the Cats Out?
Who Let the Cats Out?
Speaking of, I'm supposed to bring the cats in. My only interest lies in that we can report your compliance and ongoing research to the organizations that provide generous funding to the university as a result of our foresight to embrace certain sustainable technologies. So in plain English, you're saying you need my report to get some fat checks from donors, right? No, I'm saying I need a report on scalable, sustainable technology. I fully expect your research to go nowhere, as it, surprisingly, has already hit a dead end. Unsurprisingly, rather. Not surprisingly. Unsurprisingly has already hit a dead end. The least you could do is get your progress reports and thesis drafts to us on time, so that you are not a complete waste of our resources. Well, I have my latest draft right here. Do you expect some level of gratitude for being simply substandard in your application and capability rather than utterly and criminally incompetent? If you actually want to achieve anything here, or anywhere for that matter, I expect you to exceed the expectations of myself and the committee. Do not try to lower our standards and then disappoint us further when you cannot even achieve that, Mr. Miller. Willie, you have the report. That's all you need. I have my research. That's all I need. I'm a lecturer here. If I want to hear about standards and expectations, I'll listen to your lesson recordings that literally no student has ever downloaded without dropping the class. You shall address me as Professor or Dr. Bates, Miller. Make all the smart remarks you like. We both know your research is as dead as the proverbial doornail. And when everyone else sees you for the charlatan you are, you will be banished from this and every other reputable university on the planet. And when my research pays off and I get my PhD, I'll make sure you're the first one to call me doctor. I think I have more chance of making this year's cheer squad than you achieving anything out of note of this avenue of research.
If you'd only practice.
Or anything of note in your life, for that matter. Whoops. As much as I thoroughly enjoy being dazzled by your intellect forever, I'd rather spend my time doing literally anything else. I'm leaving now to see if banging my head against the wall will awaken the brain matter this conversation managed to put to sleep. Damn! Good luck, Mr. Miller. Oh, and it's two with a cream. What? The way I like my coffee. I expect the only way you'll positively impact my life is if you take a job at the campus cafe after you crash and burn.
I'll give you some cream.
So now you have time to practice making a decent coffee, at least. Good day. And people say I'm an asshole. Your phone is accessible by clicking the phone icon in the upper right corner of the screen. The phone will open automatically during the SMS and call sections. It's also accompanied by a sound alert. Currently, you have a new message waiting for you. How you reply to messages matters just as much as any other decision. Oh, we have messages and shit. Your phone is continuously updated throughout the game. If you forget some important choices you made, you can read about it in the BIOS app. A text from Cooper? Who's Cooper? He's been my buddy since college. Crass, loud, and a bit obnoxious. But also the kind of ride-or-die friend every guy should have. But most of my friends turned their back on me after the divorce. Coop stood by me the whole time. That's a bro. He's a real one. Yeah, he's a real one. Well, I'll be damned. He's got... Alright, so we got all this shit. What is this? Got $200 in the bank. Professor, and you only got $200.
Hey.
We've got wallpapers that we can change.
Well, he spent half of it on his wallpapers. Come on, baby, give me a fucking wallpaper.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of lady I want on here.
I like to see a full view.
I would, too. Unfortunately, it ain't letting me do it. Oh, you can just change their, Oh, I like that. Yes. There we go. Fiery redhead. Character bio. Contacts, Cooper, Veronica, and William. Hey man, something amazing just happened. He said he looks like a bro. Seriously, you have to see this. I'm out at the moment. What happened? New phone, who this? If it's some chick actually talking to you at the beach, then sure, show me. Oh, what do we say?
Place to be.
Well, no, we've got three choices.
Yeah. if it's some chick that she's talking.
If it's some chick actually talking to you at the beach, then sure, show me. Well, how do you feel about something smooth, dark, and gently laying in the pool? I'm intrigued. Words can't describe art. Just check out this master.
Yeah, how did I know? It sounded like that kind of guy.
You had waffles for breakfast, huh? What the fuck is that? Or dot dot dot.
Why would...
Waffles? You had waffles for breakfast, huh? Sure did. Extra bacon, too. You know, most people wouldn't take a dump the size of a small Italian car, right? Most people don't dare creating for fear or criticism. Coop, it's a turd. Not anus de Milo. Anus de Milo. DP's actually an art student. Former art student. So you actually know a lot of that.
If I still do
right.
Art.
Yeah, you still do art. It's like I've captured the human existence in excrement, struggle, pain, triumph, and a gentle splash on your perineum. Flushing it may be considered a crime against art. Bro, just know. Cooper, for your own health, please get some fiber into your diet. Cooper, that is just rude. What are we saying here? They're giving me choices.
Health, please get some fiber in your diet.
I think I lost 10 pounds. I almost needed an epidural. I'm going to pretend
like
this never happened. It didn't either. I've taken bigger shits. That's neither here nor there. You can't deny greatness, Grim.
A girl must have wrote this one.
I must go now to ponder my genius. You know what a girl did write, though? Intertwined. Yeah. Her name is Nyx. And I was really surprised to find out it was a woman who wrote that. I was like, oh, wow.
Is it a woman?
No. Intertwined, the one we played last time.
Oh, okay.
With the guy in the airplane and everything.
Well, you know, women are really filthy.
I didn't say they weren't. I just said you wouldn't.
They tried up here not.
I thought it was a really good one. And you know what? It actually did really well on the channel. I actually checked, and we're doing it. It did pretty well.
Yeah,
it went up there. People liked it. They didn't like. You know what they really did like, though?
What?
The DeLuca family.
DeLuca.
Yeah, that's got damn near 100 views so far. I mean, just it's only been out a week, so you know it's been really hitting up there. Glossary. Oh, wow, there's a full glossary if you have no idea what the hell some of this stuff is. That's cool. I've still got a little bit of time. It's a really nice day. If I take the long route and go by the beach, I think I could take in a bit of scenery. Beach route! I could probably cruise by quickly. Why live in a university town and not make the most of it? Is that Jasmine? Damn!
Yeah.
She already wears little in class, but now it's clear her body is built for sin. Uh-oh, I think I've been spotted. It says I was not built to break below her breasts.
So she's the Corvette of bodies, built for speed.
Yeah.
0 to 10 seconds. And...
God damn! That's what I would have said! Oh, shit.
She called.
Learn how to drive, asshole! Sorry.
Sorry, if you'll turn your head to your right, you will understand.
Damn, I nearly wrecked my car. Oh, well, it was worth the detour. Better go get Lily now. Or maybe I could go for another lap and see if the show's still on. Go for another lap, or go pick up Lily now.
Pick up Lily now. Or, yeah.
Daddy! What took you so long, Daddy?
I'm just staring at a girl a couple years older than you.
Oh, Lord. What do you mean? You're a little late. Only a tiny bit.
I've been
watching. My teacher said you are encroaching on her Riesling time? What is Riesling time?
Probably her...
Do you know what?
Picking her up.
Do you know what Riesling or Riesling is? I asked her, and she said it was what let her keep teaching my class. I think it's like vitamins or something. Come on in, little monkey. Hop in the car. I'm not a monkey. I'm a person. I know, Lily. I just like calling you a little monkey. Like a nickname? Yeah, sort of. Do you have a nickname? Not really. Yeah, you do. No, I don't. Yeah, I hear it all the time. What is it? Mommy calls you that son of a bitch.
I earned that title.
Well, I earned that title, damn it. I wear it with pride. I am that son of a bitch, and you can let her know it.
Huh? Son of a bitch, mainly Sue.
Yeah, every time she's talking to her friend, she says, that son of a bitch is picking Lily up today. And stuff like that. Oh, well, that's not my nickname. That's just Mommy being a bit... Being a bit what, Daddy? Moody. Next time you hear her say that, ask if she's on her period. What's period? It's Mommy's special time when she says crazy things and yells a lot. Sounds fun. Can I do that? You're older.
Someday.
Cool. I can't wait for my first period. It'll be awesome.
I hate to tell you, it's not what I've heard.
Yeah, great. I'm sure you'll love it. Also, who is Mommy talking to when she says these things? Nora, I think. Who is that? Someone from her work. She comes over sometimes. She's nice, but kind of angry. What's she angry about? Her ex-husband. His name is Ben. Ben? Yeah, you've been driving so long I'm hungry again. Ha ha ha. Hey, I'm the dad. Only I can make dad jokes. Well, I'm funnier. You just look funnier. I do not. You say all the time that I'm as beautiful as a princess. Yes, you are.
A princess on crack cocaine.
Daddy, yes, Pumpkin? Why can't Bobby do tricks like other dogs? Well, Bobby is a bit of a special dog. What do you mean? I mean, more than a few branches of his family tree double back on themselves. Oh, shit.
Inbred. Retarded.
Huh? Bobby is supposed to be a purebred husky show dog. He is bred to be pretty, not smart. So why isn't he a show dog? Show dogs are supposed to be proud and noble, not trying to hump the world to death. What do you mean by trying to hump the world to death? Maybe there is some truth to owners and their dogs having much in common. Huh? I'm confused. Don't worry about it. Maybe I can teach him to shake paw? If anyone, only you can do that, sweetie. Can I take him to the dog park tomorrow and train him? Sure, sounds great. I bet I can teach him to do all kinds of cool stuff. I bet you can, too. Violet from school says her dog is the smartest dog ever.
Well,
really?
Don't shoot for the stars with this one.
I'm sure Bobby is, like, way smarter.
First grade education, maybe.
I don't know about that. You just watch. I'll show her how smart Bobby is. Violet says their dog can build a house.
You teach him to say...
No, it says...
Life is like a box of chocolates. And by the way, I shouldn't have chocolate.
Violet's dad says their dog can build a house. Build a house? Yeah, he said their dog was hammering away at a stump all day. Maybe their dog is related to Bobby after all.
Exactly.
I bet I can teach Bobby to drive a car. Not my car, you won't. Why not? It looks pretty easy. Only because I'm so good at it. Everyone can drive, Dad. Even really old people. You're not special. Ouch. Well, you're special to me. But if I could reach the pedals, I think I could probably drive better than you. Well, you never know. One day you might be in the World Racing League. That'd be awesome. Just like in Fabio Kart. Fabio Kart, huh? I can't believe it's not butter. Spread.
Oh, it's not a Sony, it's a Sani.
Right. But I keep thinking of Fabio from the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter commercial. Yeah, just like in Fabio.
What is it you don't want to know, corporate secret?
What time do you call this, Grim? Ah, yes, my ex-wife, Allison. She's upset, as usual. She's determined to remain angry at me forever. I call it coming home from school time. It's not even 4 yet. You're supposed to come straight here when you pick her up. She has homework and chores to do. And that's exactly what I did.
Waiting for her to say, Mommy, are you on your period?
Lily, go inside and start on your homework, sweetie. I'll be there in a minute. Bye, little monkey. Bye, Daddy. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't your day with her. Yeah, I know. But she really wants to try and teach Bobby some tricks. Grim, you don't get to be the fun parent and make me the nasty one just because I have to do all the stuff you don't want to. Allison, I'm not. Lily said her friend Violet was bragging about her dog and she thought Bobby could do anything that Violet's dog could do. She wants to teach Bobby how to shake paw. She's going to Violet's birthday tomorrow. She won't have time. So, when she turns up to Violet's party and Violet is bragging about how her dog is so much better than Bobby, what will Lily say? Grim, don't pretend to be the father of the year here. We both know you're a selfish asshole. And if I find out you put this idea into Lily's head just to make life difficult for me, I swear I'll make sure you never see her again.
What a cunt.
Allison, come on now. You know I love Lily and would never do that. No, Grim. I thought I knew you and what you'd never do. You love me, and that didn't stop you from being a smug fucking asshole. Oh, and you were always so delightful too, weren't you? Can you even remember the last time you initiated any affection for me in the last 5 years?
Oh, I remember I asked you how was your day, and you took me to divorce and took the kid, bitch.
Oh, so that's why you decided to fuck your coworker? Because you needed a little huggy-wuggy? Just one? Maybe? It was just sex.
I was making the world a better place.
What do we say? Just one? Maybe? It was just sex.
Maybe? I'm not trying to get on her back.
Fuck! Look, Allison, I don't want to fight. I only want to ensure Lily is happy and that she can enjoy being a kid doing kid things. You should have thought of that before you broke up our family.
She's not allowed to do kid things? Okay.
Look, things were bad between us, and it wasn't getting any better. We'll never know now, will we? Come on, Allison, let's not go over this again. I just want Lily to be happy. So you get to waltz in here and do the fun stuff, leaving me with the hard work? Are you saying you want me to come around more? Fuck no. I'd be happier never seeing you again. Yeah, well, I'm still Lily's dad.
A tough titty.
And I'm still going to do whatever I can for her. Maybe. Maybe. I still fucking hate you, you know? Yeah, I think you mentioned that once or twice.
Sounds like a you problem.
Anyway, I'll come by early tomorrow. I'll think about it. For Lily.
I don't work in that department anymore.
That's all I ask. Well, Violet is a spoiled princess. She called Lily a troll last week. It might be nice for Lily to take her down a peg. See? Win-win. Don't get ahead of yourself, dickhead. If I let Lily go with you and Bobby tomorrow, he better learn something amazing. With Lily's help, it's guaranteed success. It better be, or I'll teach him to rip your balls off and swallow them. Man, isn't she delightful?
Don't worry. all retards know how to do is cuddle them in their mouth.
Like you know, terrible. Oh, that's like you terrible. Know how to know. Listen, like you know how to swallow. What was that? I said that's the direction I'll follow. Good, you can fuck off now. What a fucking bitch.
Yep.
Grim, I'm glad you could make it. I did, and I brought beer. Great, come on in. Take a seat. I'll pour the beer. Dinner is almost ready. I don't think I've had Thai yellow curry in, well, ever. I usually prefer something a little easier to eat on the run, like this noodle dish. Dad
oh,
sees
you. The run.
Dad sees you or something like that. It's called Pad See Oo. I wish you'd told me. I could have made this instead. Oh no, that's okay. I'm talking about takeout, not a home-cooked meal. I see. Too bad. My Pad See Oo is pretty good, too. Do you often cook Thai? Yeah, I spent 4 years living on Koh Samui Island teaching English. You never told me that. Well, I haven't told you everything, I guess. You're not big on sharing personal details, either. What do you mean? I'm an open book. Uh-huh, we've been dating for months, and I still don't know any of your friends. Well, you know Cooper. No, I've met Cooper.
Mr.
Once.
Cooper?
No, not him. You two were out drinking and called me to pick you up because he tried to punch a biker. Damn. I vaguely remember that. He's an intense type of person.
It was the Twink Bikers Union. I think he had them.
Well, that he is. Dinner is served. Wow, this smells so fresh. It's fresh Thai basil and cilantro, plus a few other secret ingredients.
Plus shit on the rest.
It looks good.
I mean, it could.
Damn, V, that's amazing. Just wait until you get a bite of the lychee. It's a burst of sweetness that cuts through the coconut cream and spice. Oh man, that sounds fucking
speaking of
great.
Birth, it looks like afterbirth.
What's lychee?
Delicious.
A sweet little fruit. You'll know when you get one. Peek or don't peek?
Peek. Peek. Hey, they've already done the nasty.
So you learned this dish while working in Thailand? Yeah, it was my first job out of university. I wanted to travel and needed some work experience, so it worked out well. Plus, I had loads of spare time I'd spend at the private beach near my place. I shouldn't have been allowed there, but you'd be surprised how many people can be looking right at you and yet look the other way when you're sunbathing topless. By the end of my 4 years, I was practically a landmark. Well, a landmark made of bronze and no tan lines. I thought you
look
said
away from a sunset? Hell no, you don't. You stare at them titties.
I thought you said you only went topless. I also said people often look the other way.
What? Do you have like a third and fourth nipple?
Oh. They were eating.
Have a horn poking out your tit?
What did William want today? The usual, busting my ass, being rude. Somehow he found out I'm stuck with my research.
I think he wants to eat my ass, though.
You're not stuck, you're just looking for alternative pathways to realize the full potential of your groundbreaking technology. Pretty it up however you like, V. He seems certain that I won't make any progress. And if I don't, he'll be the first to get it rug pulled. But you already have those external grants. It's not enough, besides, they're paid based on milestones. I need to have a working prototype for the biggest one, which then goes towards some other people who have to figure out how to manufacture it quickly, cheaply, and in big numbers, all while still having the necessary quality and functionality. So you've won the grant money, but can't get it until you can show them that your project is actually useful? Pretty much, yeah. So, have you finished? Yep, that was delicious. Take a seat on the couch. I'll just put these dishes in the sink. Anyway, it's exciting to see your project coming along. Yeah, I think William almost did a backflip. You know, if you make the university look good, William will come around. I doubt it. He hates me. Oh, he's like that with everyone. No, I think he genuinely despises me. You know he's gay, right? Yeah.
Jealous much?
Maybe he's keen on you? V, please. No, think about it. I believe you're not considering all your options. V, I just ate. What? Are you not willing to sleep your way to the top?
That just doesn't sound like a food you have and then take a chance like, let's get naked and have sex and hope we don't shit on one another.
I'd much rather sleep my way to the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Middle's oh, you think I'm the middle?
Comfortable.
Yeah. No, but there is this really cute library assistant. Ouch, hey, I was just joking. So there's no cute library assistant? No cute library assistant. Good. She's not cute. She's smoking hot. You.
Meh.
Now that is how you do it.
See, you can stare all you want. She's been there, done that.
I always thought there was a rivalry between the English department and the library. Psh, we create the art. They just store it for us. Oh, really? You consider yourself an artist? Words have power, Grim. Look at me. Think about what's underneath this dress.
Art.
Every inch of my smooth skin waiting to feel your hands touch me.
The good Lord did his best.
The dress is so soft, you even know the sound it will make when I pull it off my body. You can picture it, can't you? I'll gather it at my thighs and pull it up until you can see my underwear. All black lace. Sheer, so you can see just a hint of what's underneath. You know I'm clean shaven. And you can see how much I want you.
Well, good. I don't like hair on my face.
You can see... you can see how wet I am for you. How I'm making for you. And I pull the dress up further, lifting it higher until my breasts spill out. My nipples poking out towards you, just begging for your kiss and swift tongue.
How about butterfly gulp. Kisses? Just...
And then I pull it over my head, standing there in my heels and thong, whispering into your ear. What do I say to you, Grim? I have no idea, but I want to fuck your brains out right now. Exactly. Then do it. Oh, she's nibbling on his ear. There you go. Oh, nibbling on that old earlobe.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Oh, not thought.
Yep. Save.
Wow.
That would be a save, sir.
Where's the star?
I guess you gotta go up there, or you gotta go to the phone.
I hit the star and it worked.
Yay.
No, you can only save certain renders. You can't save that one.
Yay.
Boo. There we go. Can't save animations. These are animations.
Motor boat.
Yep, that's the first thing you do. I noticed you staring at my titties, so I thought I'd bring you a little closer to them.
Why your tits smell like baby powder? You work at a strip club or something?
I can feel how much you want me. Let's see. Fuck, V, I need you now. I can see that, but I want to taste you first. The renders in this are really good. I think the animations are real good, too. No. Yeah, V, I'm getting close. Not so fast, mister. See, sex is about the mind, and the mind is about words.
Words.
Sex is also about this. Hey, those were expensive.
That's crazy how much those things cost.
Grim, you really are a...
Right.
She says, a bastard sometimes.
It's wild how only one part of his body moves.
A real bastard would stop right now.
He must have learned his moves from Michael Jackson, you know, the moonwalk and all.
Don't you fucking dare.
Maybe the sleep.
Hey, they're giving us choices.
Let's do you got standing.
Mike. Yes, I can feel you deep inside me. Oh, yes, Grim. Tell me how you feel. How it feels? Yes, tell me how it feels to be so deep, deep inside me. I can feel you on every inch of my dick. Mmm, yes. I can feel you thrusting in and out. Oh, yes. Yes. V. Ugh. You're squeezing my cock so much. Yes. You're so big and so deep. Fuh. Just keep going. Just like that. V. I'm getting close.
Really?
That.
I'm like, oh.
Not yet.
Like
hold on.
Advantage of her.
Let's try something else.
Oh, no. I did fuck her brains up.
Grim, oh, just keep doing that. You like it? Yes, just like that. Yes, Grim, I love when you look at me like that when I'm fucking me. Like how? Like you, like you're taking charge. Yep.
Yeah,
like you're making me yours. Wasn't that how you're supposed to do it?
Well, you can't trust a woman to tie to a bed and not do something terrible to you.
Right. Fuck. Grim. Damn, V, I felt that one. Don't stop yet. Let's switch it up. Oh, reverse cowgirl.
Damn,
look at that ass bounce. Look at her. Whoa, holy shit. Somebody did some gymnastics. This feels amazing.
Where are these teachers?
That's some damn yoga and gymnastics or something. Good night.
Well, just could be flexible.
Yeah, it could be possible. You like being on top? I love it. It lets me pace myself. I can take my time and enjoy every single thrust. Oh, Grim, I can feel you start to build up inside me. So hot, so big. It's amazing, Grim. V, fuck, you're really enjoying this. I fucking love it. I never knew you liked it like this so much. I do, but I want to switch it up a bit.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Well, yeah, well, we did that already.
Like someone that's a little adventurous.
And then there's...
Oh, you think that's something? Watch what I can do.
Yes, yes, fuck, yes, Grim. V, I'm gonna... Yes, come, Grim. Come with me. Another girl that's telling you to come with her.
Come with me under a sea. An octopus's garden in the shade. Hey, hey.
Come inside, come on her tits, or come on her face.
Everywhere.
We got one fucking option, mate.
Well, you can lock that shit down. Come inside.
Ah.
Gotcha, bitch.
Fuck. Get on your knees.
Oh, we backed out at the last second, huh?
Grim, that was so hot. You came so much. You don't usually talk like that, V. Oh, maybe there's more to me than you think. Maybe there is.
Tell me something I don't know.
Boy, that cum actually looks realistic.
Yeah, I don't hear many people say that.
Well, I'm just saying that a lot of the time, it's been more like white paint.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like paint, that's obviously.
V, that was amazing. You did pretty good yourself. I'm always surprised at how flexible you are. Decades of yoga will do that. I'm more supple now than I ever was.
Decades? So how many decades are we talking here?
And I think I tweaked a muscle. You should do yoga with me someday. I told you it was the yoga, folks.
Don't you mean twerked a muscle?
I don't think I can ever get that flexible. If you stick with it, you'll be able to fold yourself in half in no time. If I could do that, I might not need a girl.
We have protruding...
Why would you... You know what? This is the question. She's making a lot of sense here. A lot of guys are like, well, if I didn't have that rib, or if I could do that, I wouldn't need a... Why would you actually want to do that? Not only would that be fucking gay, to suck your own dick, it would be fucking gay.
Not really? Oh, so you jerk off and you say that
you're
gay? Cause,
but I don't know, man. Like
your hand?
It's weird, because it's like, okay, so then you have the thing, it's like, well, you wouldn't suck some other guy's dick, but you'd suck your own? I wouldn't even do that. I think that's really weird.
Check
now,
this out. I'll give myself a shower. I ain't gonna shower another dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I could not do that. In different ways.
I could not do that. Like, me, that's one thing I couldn't do.
Well, one thing I'm
saying even if I was flexible or some magic, you know, thing happened, I could do it. I never do it. There's always other means of getting the thing done.
Well, plus, if you're flexing, you're probably not. You're
right.
Concentrated more on the pain of the flexing than.
Yeah. Why would you?
And then you're like, oh, I'm in pain, and I have my cock in my mouth.
Oh grim. Ugh.
I'm recycling. It's going out one end and the other.
Hey, it's not gay if you're sucking your own dick. I don't know. I think it is. I fucking think it is.
I don't think you should know how to do it.
I don't think that's how it works. It's also not an image I want to think about.
Look at it this way. Most women don't know how to give good hand jobs. Men can give themselves great hand jobs.
Right.
They know our body.
Right. Maybe I'll get really good at yoga and send you a picture. What is wrong with you? Don't know. Post-nut clarity?
Here's me doing
I hope you get less weird when you get older. Probably. Who can tell? I hope you can. I'd hate to have to be the one to tell you years from now that you've gone completely insane. Years from now? Well, yeah. What do you mean, after I'm done with my PhD? Yes, and, you know, if we move in together and stuff.
Yeah, I think we should.
Move in together?
Well, he's an idiot. With a body like that, you better lock it down.
God damn, yeah,
Are rare. I mean, there's plenty of skinny women. But, they have the curves in their eyes.
I know. Yeah, we've been seeing each other for a while now. Surely you've thought about it. Women are getting plastic surgery to look like what she has naturally.
Yeah, and it does not look right.
Not really.
You gotta do squats, leg lifts, all kinds of stuff.
Not at all. Well, you know, I have my work and research. And Lily takes up much of my time, even if you can do stuff with the back, the front is still, you know, whatever God did. I'm not really thinking beyond that for now. I still want to meet Lily. I can't believe you haven't brought her around yet. I'm sure you'll meet her one day. Grim, I want us to be together, like, properly. I hear you, but just give it time, okay? I only got divorced a couple of years ago, and Lily is the main girl in my life.
I only started building my sex dungeon. It could take a while.
I can accept that. And from what you told me of her, she sounds like a great kid. I just want to be part of your life. I'm not trying to be your mother. Thankfully, her mother hates me.
I'm
being serious, Grim.
Sleep with my mother.
So am I. If I go missing one day, tell the cops to search her house first. Grim, do you really not see us going anywhere? What do I say to her? If things work out, who knows?
That sounds a little shady.
I'm not ruling it out. I'm just saying that we're both rather busy and have a lot of responsibilities. If things work out, who knows?
That was not the answer she wanted to hear. Maybe? Let's try that and see what her face looks like.
I see us having a good time now. Why ruin it with what might happen later? Why worry about it? I just got out of a years-long marriage, which made me realize I'm not a relationship type of guy. We're having fun now. That's enough for me. It's scripted either way.
Middle zone. Who knows?
Anyway, I'm going to have a quick shower and go to bed. Okay. You're not coming? I've got to get home and make sure Bobby's okay. He can tear up the house if I'm not there to let him outside first thing in the morning. Really? Yeah, last time he chewed up my favorite boots. When I got home and saw him, he ran upstairs. I chased him and he jumped on my bed and pissed on my sheets. Be a dead dog.
Be a dead retarded dog.
I hope those weren't the sheets you had on last weekend. No, I washed them.
Fucked up.
But he
last
stared me
special ed obedience class you're going to.
But he stared me right in the eyes when he did it, too. Like a big fluffy wave saying, this is what you get, human. Well, I mean, okay. I can see why that'd be a worry. Cheers, V. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, sure.
Damn it, Veronica. Why do you always fall for the ones who break your heart?
Who knows?
Whoa! This is my neighbor, Maggie. So, we went on longer because this is really good.
Yeah, it is good.
The dev wanted me to personally cover this, and hey, dev, you made a hell of a game. Please continue making it. As a matter of fact, I got this version off Itch because it was free, but I'm about to buy the game because I want to continue this, and I actually kind of want to make this a part of the channel. I like this one enough that we can actually go into it and really enjoy it. Yeah, it's different. It's older characters, so me and DP can kind of relate a little more. Not that high school is, you know, but I like older characters and...
They've matured.
Yeah, it's a little... It's something that you understand a little bit more.
Never stop having a wild side to you, but it definitely changes prior...
Right.
It's easier for you to make sacrifices to prioritize what's important.
Because, like, we know people that have been in divorces and stuff like that. It's not like college days for us. It's a completely different situation.
When I was younger, it's the weekend, and I've got to find the party.
Right. Oh, yeah, I got you. But now, the party is when you close your eyes and go to bed, pretty much. That's what it is. Like, sometimes. All right. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great AVNs. I'm pretty sure this one will probably do well. I hope it does. I have to put a not safe for work because we did show some sex. But hope you guys will, you know, still give it a check. You know, I think it's good, especially some of you guys on MGTOW.TV. Who actually get to see a divorced character. You know, a lot of characters we've played, but we haven't actually shown, like, somebody that's actually gone through something that some of you guys have gone through. So you can understand what it's like with the custody and all that kind of thing. So this is a different... This is a character that some of you guys might be able to relate to more than some of the other ones. And, you know, I don't know what the future is going to hold for this. There's only, like, 2 chapters out right now. But the game is really coming along, and remember, it's Race of Life, and you can get it on so many different platforms. It's on Steam, you can get it on the Patreon, of course, there's the itch.io version, there's got a Discord, and there's a Twitter. It's just a really, really good game. One of the better ones I've played, and definitely, like, sparked. You know, we played a lot of good games that have, like, over the past couple of weeks that have had some... merit, you know? Yeah. Like Red Lucy was okay, and DeLuca was okay, and Intertwine was okay. But this one kind of hit me. It's like, this is one I think we could actually continue on with, because I like the setup, the characters, the models. Everything looks good. Story's good, and the sex scenes are done really well, too. I like how the sex scenes are done. So, I'm damn near giving this like a 10 out of 10 right now. So definitely go check out this one. I know you guys will want to play it. We want to play more, but we can't because I need to go to bed. And he's going to go to bed. So we'll see you guys at his own house. He's not going to bed in my place. He'd have to share with that doll, and that would be awkward. So at any rate, and me, that would really be awkward. So, alright, anyway, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great AVNs. Stay tuned.